This is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boida, who said,
Hey, good to hear your voice. How are you?
Well, fantastic, sir, and I hope you are well also.
Yes, sir, I'm quite well.
See, I see where somebody doesn't like you anymore, that you're not going to get to even go and meet with the three amigos.
Yeah, I'm on the bad list. I'm writing too much about it, telling too much truth about them, you know?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I have to be... You know, put back in the cloakroom now and be disciplined because I'm telling too much truth.
See, I would take that definitely as a compliment.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, an optimist thinks that this is the best possible world. A pessimist fears that this is true. Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today a good friend of mine and a regular guest on the show, a regular correspondent for WorldNet Daily, and he has written the book, The Late Great USA, Jerome Corsi. Hey, Jerome, good to have you back.
Derry, it's a real pleasure and honor to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, it would have been a more pleasure and an honor if you had have been invited to the Three Amigos Summit.
Yes, I know. Well, I got up there to the Montebello Summit, the Security and Prosperity Partnership third annual meeting up in Montebello, Quebec, and I had press credentials up there. I was in the room, in the press room, and in there for the press conference. When the three leaders, the three amigos, got asked if by Fox News, I was sitting two rows behind the Fox reporter, he asked, is the Security and Prosperity Partnership going to lead to a North American Union and the NAFTA superhighways?
Now, Fox asked that?
Fox asked that.
Well, I'm surprised they did.
Well,
that doesn't sound like Fox.
The reporter asked it with kind of a smirk on his face, as if he was saying,
oh, yeah, okay.
Would you please dismiss this ridiculous idea?
I see.
And President Bush, of course, also made faces, and he did not answer the question, but he said, well, anybody who'd believe in that has to be a conspiracy theorist trying to scare the people. And he ridiculed the idea, but he didn't answer the question.
Right.
And, you know, Derry, since the times, ancient Greek times, when Demosthenes, you know, the Greek orator was...
I didn't know him.
Well, that's all right. I probably did. I'm older than you, Derry. So, you know, hey, it has been known that ridicule in a debate is the last recourse of a scoundrel. You know, when you can't answer somebody with argument and logic and reason, you just call them a name. And that way, maybe no one will listen to what they had to say. And these history of presidential denials don't go over very well. Remember when Bill Clinton said he didn't have sex with that woman? Didn't turn out very well for Bill Clinton.
Now, that I remember. Yeah.
And how about when Richard Nixon said, I am not a crook, in a press conference, and the White House put out that Watergate was a third-rate burglary? It seems that later Richard Nixon had to resign over that third-rate burglary.
And how about Daddy Bush saying, read my lips?
They read my lips. All these presidential denials and statements end up, you know, being a smokescreen. And the problem is that, you know, like in The Late Great USA, I'm writing with 30 pages of footnotes, mostly to government websites, and I don't know how George Bush thinks he's going to hide the Mexican trucks once they get into the United States.
Well, he's bragging about them. He's not hiding them.
Right, he's bragging about them. And you know, the Department of Transportation is starting to go this squirrely route of they're going to do whatever they want to do despite what Congress says. Congress now has voted again. They voted twice now. The Senate just last week passed Senator Dorgan's amendment. He's a Democrat from North Dakota. They voted something like 74-23 to take the money away from the Department of Transportation to run this Mexican truck demonstration project. They attached that onto the transportation bill, and it's probably going to go to the president's desk with that amendment in it. But the Department of Transportation told us at WorldNet Daily on Friday that they don't think they'll run a demonstration project anymore. They're just going to do an implementation. So they don't need any of that money, and the Senate vote won't block them. Now, how's that for just defying the will of the people expressed through, you know, overwhelming votes in the Senate and comparable votes taken in the House? Department of Transportation thinks they're above Congress, and they don't care what Congress votes or what the people say. They're going to open the borders to Mexican trucks, you know, regardless.
But don't you think they're getting orders from the White House or from the world bankers?
They're 100% clear that they're getting them from the White House. And George Bush increasingly is acting like he, you know, like I accuse in the book, that he did give his word to Vincente Fox, especially at the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, the first meeting where it was declared in Waco, Texas, March 23rd, 2005, you know, where they must have done the secret handshake in the back room, because they came out and declared we're now in the SPP. And since then, Bush has done everything he can to open the borders, regardless what anybody says.
Now, they're having another similar type meeting. It's a public-private partnership and infrastructure finance conference in New York.
Yes.
And for some reason, it's going to cost $1,999, and you've got you don't have that much money, so you can't go, right?
Well, no, you know, we'll be happy to pay the fee at WorldNet Daily. We offered to pay the fee, but you know, they won't let us come into the meeting because we're going to write things critical about. There's going to be 300 state transportation people, lawyers, investment bankers. And they're going to spend 2 days in New York City. It's going to cost $2,000 to go to this conference, $1,999.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not $2,000.
That's right, it's $1,999. Of course, Jerry, when we translate that into Ameros, I'm not sure how much it is. You know, it could be could be 2,000 Ameros. They won't take our money at WorldNet Daily, and they say we're going to write things critical about them. We're going to expose their agenda. We're going to shine light of day on them, and they just can't stand that, so they won't allow us to come to the meeting. They won't take our $1,999.
Yeah, because you're Jerome Corsi. What if you went out on the street and picked up some indigent individual and paid his $2,000 and got him in there?
Well, I might. You know, I'm in New York City today. I'm over here at the Harvard Club. They still allow me in the Harvard Club. And, of course, I'm not sure they'd allow me back into Harvard again. That's a whole other issue.
Again, I didn't realize you were a Harvard grad.
Oh, yes, I have a Ph.D. from Harvard.
Really?
I got my doctorate. And I've got a few friends here in New York that might just want to attend that meeting on our behalf. You know, I've been thrown out of better places than that meeting.
Yeah, better bars,
better
probably.
Bars
hey, Jeff tells me we're taking a break. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner Master of Debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned, visiting today again with Jerome Corsi. He is the author of the book, The Late Great USA. For a while, it was number one on Amazon's nonfiction bestseller list. Is it still there, Jerome?
It's still doing very well. Thank you for asking, Derry. We just went into a fourth printing.
Really?
Yes. And I interviewed James Hoffa at the Teamsters last week. He's now endorsed the book. And I interviewed Virgil Good yesterday, congressman from Virginia, and Congress who's been having this resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 40, to oppose the North American Union, and we're going to ask him to endorse the book. I'm sure he will. He was very complimentary on the phone yesterday, saying that the work we've done at World Net Daily on the North American Union has enlightened millions of people, and he was very thankful for it. And that was quite a compliment coming from Virgil Good, who's fought this battle as long as any and as hard as anybody in Congress. But, you know, Derry, when they start throwing us out of these meetings, and I love this.
But before we go to the meetings, let me tell our listeners how they can get The Late Great USA. We have it here. And just send a check for $28. That puts it in your mailbox to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. If you want to use a credit card, dial 1-800-201-7892.
And Derry, we're very appreciative of you offering that book to your listeners and to your followers. It's, you know, the message we're trying to get out in the Late Great USA is one that everybody's got to hear, that we can yet save the country from going in the direction Europe went in, to a European Union and the Euro. But you've got to be armed with the evidence that's in that book, because the congressmen and senators, when they say, oh, don't worry, this is just friendly conversation among our neighbor countries, you've got to be able to say, well, that's fine, senator or congressman, but here's the Texas Department of Transportation website, and why is this 4 football fields wide highway going to be built in the middle of Texas and financed by Spain, Sintra, and here's the comprehensive development agreement right on the Texas website that shows you what's happening. I give you in that book and the articles I'm writing on WorldNet Daily the links to the government documents that you can use when you're talking to the congressmen and senators to say, don't just give me the White House talking points, answer the question.
And people don't realize, and Jerome, I've said this so many times, I know listeners get tired of hearing it, but I have many times said, I don't want you to believe a word you hear on this program. Get the documents. Look it up for yourself. Prove what Jerome Carsey's saying is incorrect.
That's right, Terry. You know, the government would have stopped me a long time ago, would have found one way or another. They can shut me out of various meetings, but I'm writing almost every day in WorldNet Daily. And I, you know, when I was writing, co-authoring Unfit for Command with John O'Neill and talking about John Kerry, the White House wasn't objecting all that much. We were, you know, but now that I'm objecting to George W. Bush, I guess I've lost my mind. That's what the White House would like you to believe. And what I, why I put so many documents in the late, great USA, and why I link and show you so many pieces of evidence, and when I'm writing in WorldNet Daily, because it's really like the country western song. Who are you going to believe now, the globalists telling you that this isn't happening, or your own lying eyes when you see it in front of you?
Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Jerome, I'm going to telephones a little bit early today, but Ed says he's reading your book. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hello, yes, Terry. I'm reading the book, and I'm amazed at how what a scholarly work it is. I have an advanced degree in chemistry, and I've been involved with writing several federal grants and articles, and I'm just amazed. Every website, every reference that could possibly be referred to is there for a person to do research on.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. And I also tried to make it so the book itself is easy to read. You can get through it in a few sittings, and, you know, the ordinary person can read this book. And if you want to go into the footnotes, you can get as deep into it as you want. But I tried to make it so that you can understand easily how this argument fits together, that it is the multinational corporations that want this agenda to, you know, really be beyond borders. They want to go get the slave labor and use it in China and to let the corporations set the rules. Well, I mean, I remember studying a little civil war we fought, the end of which we decided it was immoral to use African-American slaves in southern agricultural businesses. For the price of cheap TVs at the Kmarts, Walmarts, and every other mart, I don't think we ought to compromise our morals and say, wink, wink, it's okay if the multinationals go use Chinese slaves and near slaves. It's wrong again, and we ought to stop it.
Now we're paying for that cheap stuff with the lead in the paints, with the melamine scandal, with the chicken scandal. All we're being poisoned by these people.
And if you take a look at what the economists are now fessing up to, you go to Alan Blinder. He's an economist at Princeton. He's been the so-called free trader. He decided with Clinton to pass NAFTA. By the way, none of this has to do with real fair free trade. None of it's fair trade. Alan Blinder now says we're going to lose 40 million jobs. That's 40 million.
More.
In the next 40 million more jobs lost.
Right. How many have we already lost?
Well, we've at least lost between 3 to 5 million since George Bush took office. That's to manufacturing jobs gone out of the United States over to China. And if you take a look at the things I put into the book, and I'm continuing to write on WorldNet Daily, I just wrote about this huge container island. It's 470 soccer fields in area. It's Shanghai. It's off of the coast of Shanghai in the East China Sea, 20 miles separated from the mainland by a bridge. They're going to send out 30 million containers a year from that one island headed towards North America. They want to bring in the great majority of them through these ports down in Mexico, Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, south of Texas, because they figure they can use cheap Mexican port workers, Mexican truckers, Mexican trains. Once the multinational corporations abandon America and get the cost of their slave labor down as close to zero as they can get it, now they want to get the cost of transportation of their containers from China, 30 million, millions of them coming into the United States. They want to get the cost of transporting those containers down as close to zero as they can get it as well.
Now, I see where Canada is trying to get involved in this port thing also.
That's right. I have some articles this week, last week on Canada. Take a look today at the one I've got in WorldNet Daily, where the Canadian National Railroad is opening up this Prince Rupert Port up in British Columbia and the west coast of Canada. It's the shortest trade route to China. They've got a deep water port there. They're planning to bring in millions of containers. The train is already virtually a NAFTA railroad. It has been for about a decade or more. They're going to take, they're calling it the Midwest Express, because the containers from China are going to be expressed down by the Canadian National through Chicago into Memphis, right in the heart of America. And, you know, America, just take a look at that little video that's embedded in the article today. It'll open your eyes about the tsunami of containers from China with these cheap goods, largely defective, that we're going to be inundated with as we lose our manufacturing base and destroy the middle class of the United States.
You know, you mentioned Canada here, and I'm looking at your article. Prince Rupert is 5,286 miles from Hong Kong, while Los Angeles is 6,380 miles. Shanghai is 4,642 from Port Rupert, but 5,810 from Los Angeles. Now, I've attended some of these meetings, as you have, and I was in Japan, and we had the Weyerhaeuser people, the lumber people, with us, and they told me that they could move a shipload of lumber. In other words, they could deliver lumber. They could deliver lumber to China and Taiwan, not China, but to Japan and Taiwan, cheaper than they could get it to Chicago. Now, that was because it was on a boat. So I don't see how a few more miles on a boat's going to make any difference.
Well, that's right. And see, what they're saying with this Prince Rupert, Darian, you got it, is that they can reduce the distance altogether because they're sailing the Great Arc. And then if they come on down to Mexico into these ports like Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, you've got more miles you're sailing to get past, you know, the Baja California and Los Angeles
and
Long Beach.
Sailing miles are real cheap, aren't they?
Cheap, because you only got 13 people on these ships that are going to have 12,500 containers. It's like moving 10 square blocks of skyscrapers from New York on the ocean.
Okay, and we're going to move the clock here for just a moment. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched up Tuesday on anticipation of dollar weakness after the Fed cuts rates today. Gold closed in New York up 30 cents to $715 an ounce. Silver rose 5 cents to $12.77. Interest rate cuts by the Fed will spur inflation, cause the U.S. dollar to collapse, and help push the U.S. into a recession, investors Jim Rogers and Mark Faber said to Bloomberg. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 42.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Jerome Corsi today. Jerome, we have quite a few callers here, but I was going to ask a question first myself. You're talking about, in today's article now, this Prince Rupert, British Columbia, Canadian National, is positioned to compete with these other, but they talk about the NAFTA Super Railroad.
That's right.
Reaching from Canada to Mexico through the heart of the United States.
That's right.
Then they talk about they can move containers of goods manufactured in China into the heartland of North America through distribution hubs in Chicago and Memphis. Now, the way I remember, the NAFTA Superhighway does not go to Memphis.
Well, see,
or Chicago.
There are several routes here, north-south. You've got I-35, which comes up the heart of the United States. And I wrote a couple days ago that the Canadian Pacific, which is a rival to the Canadian National, their route is closer to I-35. Now, the Canadian National that I'm writing about today is closer to the route of I-69. And I've been writing about I-69 as another NAFTA superhighway. It's going to come up from Laredo, Texas, up more through Arkansas, headed up towards Chicago and Detroit to cross over into Canada there.
You know, that's the one that would go to Memphis. The point I wanted to make here is, hey, there's a whole network of these superhighways.
Correct.
We've kind of been hung up on this I-35 thing, but if you get the map, there's what, a half a dozen or more that crisscross.
Right. I've been writing about the planes to ports corridor, you know, in Denver, where they're going to bring up another four football fields wide Trans-Texas corridor from Laredo up through the panhandle of Oklahoma to enter into Denver by Lyman on Interstate 70. They got Canamex, C-A-N-A-M-E-X. That's another one of these corridors they want to bring down from Canada to Mexico and run it through Salt Lake City with one route, you know, that's going to come closer to Denver and another route on the other side of the Rockies. They're planning these north-south highways all across the country, because when containers from China are going to be flooding into the United States, they're going to be bringing them in through these north-south ports, up through Prince Rupert or in Canada, or down through Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla in Mexico, and they're looking for cheap distribution of those containers into the heartland. Trucking them or training them in from Los Angeles or Long Beach is too expensive, because you got to use longshoremen out in Long Beach and Los Angeles, and you got to bring them across the United States with U.S. truckers or United Transportation workers on the train. And so these multinational corporations are figuring ways around this, and that's why these Canadian railroads, Canadian Pacific, Canadian National, figure into their plans, just like Mexican trucks figure into their plans. And I'm trying to put it all together so people can see it with their own eyes. That's why we published those maps today in WorldNet Daily, so you could see these rail routes.
Let's go back to the telephones. We have a caller from Texas, Terry. Hi, you have a question for Jerry?
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good.
My question to Jerome is I'm kind of confused about we have all of this huge influx of imports coming in and, you know, through the highways and these containers, but we've also got our economy facing, you know, high cost of fuel, you know, the collapsing dollar. How is all of that going to work out?
Well, in the late, great USA, I wrote that the whole plan is to go to the Amero, to a regional currency. And the dollar collapsing is a necessary condition for that to happen. Nobody would give up the dollar unless it was worthless. So
and
this plan to flood us with paper money, fiat money, and the Fed's decision yesterday to give Wall Street a license to throw another drunken party on credit was irresponsible. It abandons the dollar. The dollar just has gone through some technical lows. It's at the lowest point ever against the euro. It's almost at 140, $1.40 to buy a euro. That's about where it is right now. It's never been that low. When the dollar collapses and we go into this deep recession we're headed into, you'll just wait and see whether it's, you know, President Hillary Clinton or whomever the globalists try to elect next. You're going to hear the word said that we can't compete now with Europe and the others unless we go to a regional North American economy and a new currency, the Amero. That's where you're going to hear it next. And the dollar collapsing is right along the script I wrote in Lake Great USA. I wrote that months ago, and it's happening today.
So are we looking at a 2 or 3 year timeline for it to take effect, or longer or less?
I think it's going to happen quicker than that. I mean, the dollar just went through 80 at the technical support level, the U.S. dollar index. If you look it up on the currency exchanges, it's traded, closed yesterday at about 79.22. I think the next technical low point is about 75, headed towards 70. The dollar starts trading at 70. It's going to be another 25% decrease in value against the euro. You know, you might as well start taking $10 bills out of your pocket and ripping them up, because they're going to be worthless.
All right, if that's the case, why is gold just at $700 an ounce?
Well, they've done everything they could, Derry, to suppress the value of gold, and they continue to do that. And they manipulate the price of gold, but gold is up, was closing yesterday at $723. Now, that's up almost $15 in the last few days. Gold is, I think, now one of the best buys you can get, and I encourage people not to go buy gold stocks. You know, you've got, I just was listening to the commercial by Swiss America.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what what's being done by Craig Smith and Swiss America, people need to take a look at, because gold that you can actually hold, and Craig deals with numismatic gold, which, again, numismatic quality gold, which is another whole value. Craig's a good friend, and I've been talking about this with Craig for years. It's now coming to be. I mean, gold is going to go up. You're going to see gold at over $800 very quickly here.
Yeah, but it ought to be $8,000 compared to everything else.
Well, Derry, gold at $1,000 is not out of the question. Just as I'm saying, you know, I wrote an Atomic Iran in 2004. I said oil was going to be at $100 a barrel. There's a whole series of people who took out after me and said that could never happen. Well, this is only 2007. It's 3 years later, and gold and oil is now at 81 and going much higher. Wait and see if we get into a crisis with Iran, which is about to happen. You'll have oil at $100 a barrel very quickly. And these are prices where the government will have to quit lying. You know, they say we've got no inflation. Well, they've taken energy and food out of the core statistics that they use to calculate inflation. That's lying. Just go to the gas station and fill up whatever vehicle you've got. If you're not paying $65 to $70, I'd be surprised. And, you know, whatever you're paying, it's a lot more than you're paying just a little while ago. Go to the grocery store, take $300, see how many groceries. You might get six bags of groceries.
Yeah, when my wife and I got married in 56, she could take $20, and we could eat for a couple of weeks on it.
When I was a kid, you know, I was born in 1946, Derry, and when my dad in the 1960s worked for the railroad unions, he got a raise to $1,000 a month. We about thought we were wealthy. You know, $12,000 a year, we thought nobody could ever be paid $1,000 a month for working. Today, $12,000 a year is at a poverty level. And the reason is that, you know, the $100 bill you got in your wallet today, back in 1960, you know, that the equivalent, that $100 bill is about worthless compared, it's probably worth $1.50 compared to what a dollar was worth in 1960. We have this fiat money is just been printed, and the government today, Greenspan is right. The euro has already replaced the dollar as the currency of choice on the international market, where, you know, countries are holding their foreign exchange reserves. Even China is now going to start moving away from the dollar. They've got 1.3 trillion of foreign exchange reserves, 80% of it's in dollar assets. When they move that down to 70% in dollar assets, every family in America is going to be affected.
You know, I heard something just today, so I might not have the right correct figures here, but from 19, we're talking about the inflated dollars.
Right.
From 1913 to 1971, I think they said, the Fed doubled the money supply.
Right.
From 71 to now, I think it said they doubled it 20-some times.
Well, that's right, Terry. I wrote about this last year, trying to warn people. They've even quit publishing the M3 statistic.
Right.
Now, I used to follow that all the time. You've got to remember, I was in financial services as my full career for almost 25 years. I created two broker-dealers. I still have my securities licenses. M3 not being published is a license for the government to just print money and try to hide it. I think the M3 right now is being inflated at about a 14% annual rate, which is irresponsible.
And we're going to take another break. We need to go to the telephones when we come back. We've got a gob and a bunch of callers. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Jerome, we're going to have to start getting you on the air oftener. It was July the 18th. Today's September the 19th, so it's been two full months since you've been on the air, and we have callers galore. Let's go to George in Florida. Hi, George. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Corsi.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I read the Mexican. I'm a trucker. I haul hazmat material. I'm looking at these provisions. I don't see no qualification for these Mexican truckers that they have to qualify to haul hazmat, that they can haul it across the border, have to not have to placard it, and you know they don't check the cargo inside. And I heard, like, there was a couple incidents on the other side of the border where dynamite exploded and a few other incidents with hazardous material happened, and they weren't able to know what happened because they weren't placarded or the driver wasn't qualified.
Well, that's right. There was, in fact, Senator Dorgan on the floor of the Senate last week when he was putting the amendment into the transportation bill to take funding away from this Mexican trucking experiment. He had on an easel a picture. There was a truck in Piedras Negras down in Mexico. It was hauling 25 tons of ammonium nitrate, and it tried to pass on two-lane road, tried to pass another car. I guess they weren't going fast enough for this truck driver. It, of course, collided with a car. The truck exploded, put a huge crater in the road, and, of course, the driver ran away and got away. Nobody knows who he is. They couldn't find him. Typical Mexican story, unfortunately. And the qualifications, the problem with Mexico is that there is not a national database, not a national criminal database. Even the drug smuggler in this Ramos and Compion case, the Border Patrol agents who were in federal prison for 11 and 12 years each for shooting after a fleeing drug smuggler, well, the drug smuggler, Aldrete Davila, testified at the trial. He admitted he brought in 750 pounds of marijuana in a van, and guess what? He had a commercial driver's license in Mexico that was valid the day he did the drug deal.
Okay, let's move along. Hey, thanks for the call, George. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. Hi, Joe.
Can you hear me good?
You bet. Come on.
here's the question, or not really a question in a way, but a comment. But the Canadian Pacific is privately owned up in Canada. You got the Canadian National, Canadian Pacific. They're the two major railroads. But they merged with the Santa Fe Burlington Northern years ago. They're actually one railroad now. So they can come into our country, and then we can go from there up to their country, back and forth. And if you ever look at their diesels, next time you get stopped by a train, you can look at the ditch lights. The ditch lights are the little lights on the corners of the diesel. And the reason I'm bringing this in is because that's European. We were never allowed to have that in our country. We could only have the headlight. We were not allowed to have the ditch lights. But now we've had the ditch lights now how many years? But that's just telling you for your one world government for the ditch lights. And, of course, like I say, they've already merged with the Santa Fe a long time ago. And so they've been hauling back and forth for how many years now between Canada and the United States. That's just a comment. I just wanted to share if he's heard anything or if the Canadian National is merging or doing anything with any of the railroads down here in America.
It's a very good question. Right now, the Canadian National and Canadian Pacific tried to merge, and Canada blocked.
Jerome, we're going to have to take the answer right after this message. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steelspan Buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-stopped building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and farm planters, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's Fall Farm Show time. See me now through Thursday at the Farm Science Review, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at substantial discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Visit my website at amsteelspan.com and learn why I have a better building than a standard pole barn.
Well, here's the long distance bill.
Right.
And the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told me about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive. He's paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you a number?
I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll free at 1-800-311-2648. The Derry Brownfield Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
Jerome, we're in the home stretch here. We're going to run out of time because I wish you would stand by after the show so I could visit with you a minute. We need to set up another engagement as quickly
sure.
as we can.
Be happy to.
Yeah. In the meantime,
can I just make a comment on that last call?
Yeah,
I
it was. Yes. It had to do with the railroads and the Canadian National.
Yes. The answer is a little bit long, so I'm going to shortcut it. When we were down in El Paso, Derry, going on over to Paragon, the foundation.
Right.
As you come on up there, go heading towards Alamogordo, just look at those trains going by and see how many cars are Mexican. They're the TFM cars being hauled there by probably the Union Pacific are all Mexican cars.
They're bringing you that Mexican beer, though. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. The cerveza. But, you know, look, when you take a look at the Canadian Pacific and Canadian National, watch how many trains coming through the heartland of the United States, especially people living in, you know, Chicago, on through Memphis, down to Baton Rouge. You know, you'd be surprised how much international integration's already occurred in North America, and people are just unaware of it. It happened incrementally, step by step. You know, we are the little green frog. We've been in the pot. The water's been being turned up. we're cooking to death and we aren't realizing it.
To answer the gentleman's question, isn't the Canadian National Group working with the Kansas City Southern Railroad?
Yes, they are. See, they have marketing agreements. Canadian National and Canadian Pacific work with the Kansas City Southern. Burlington National in Santa Fe has not been bought by anybody, but there's about four railroads in the United States. CSX is another one. I plan to write about it next week. There's about four major U.S. railroads that have about 90% of the rail traffic in the United States that are U.S. left, and my guess is that they're going to be consolidated very quickly here. I think they're going to try to do it before the Bush administration's over, because they're afraid if they get Democratic regulators in with the Hillary Clinton administration. That's basically what the globalists are planning on right now. I'm pretty well convinced, Derry.
Don't you think they have Hillary pretty well trained, though?
Well, that's it. She'll be just the same as, you know, the Bush-Clinton dynasty will just roll on. Globalism will advance. And, you know, the consolidation of the rail industry is kind of like the NAFTA superhighways. They're building corridors that are, we're just going to become a nation. We used to be a manufacturing nation. We're just going to become a container-moving nation. And I don't think China's even going to want the containers back. They'll probably just leave them here. I guess for the increasing number of homeless, we can just stack the containers and make homeless villages out of them. People.
I was going to say, what do they think we're going to use to buy that stuff that they keep shipping over here if nobody has jobs?
Well, they think it'll take at least a generation to destroy the middle class in the United States, probably 25 years. And while they're thinking about quarterly profits, none of these multinational corporations care.
Let's go very quickly to Danielle in Tennessee. Hi, Danielle, real quick.
Hi, Jerome. I wanted to find out if you thought that part of the reason these multinationals have sent a lot of our jobs to China and Mexico is so that when the workers become ill, that they aren't as likely to file a lawsuit over the exposure to toxic chemicals. And also,
the answer to that's yes.
Pardon?
Yes, I do. I think that's part of the reason. You don't have to worry about slaves filing lawsuits because they're not going to have any lawyers. They won't be able to pay them, and they won't be permitted to have representation.
And when do you think they're going to become so ill and sick from all these pollutants and the chemical exposure that they will not be able to have any more workforce, and basically there won't be anybody left?
Well, I mean, China's already having its manufacturing companies dramatically destroy the environment in China. The point is they don't care. They know the billion people, you could lose lots of millions before it makes any difference. China's been for two generations now trying to limit people and criminally punish them if they have too many children. China's worried about the population explosion. So what does China really care about destroying its environment or destroying its people?
And we are totally out of time. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.